Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen, with 100% moron.
Hey, I'm in the house. I'm in the building. I'm ready to do some recapping of some episodes.
Nice. Yes, I am too. But before we start, and I know that y'all talked about this, but I'm going to ask this up front. You guys said y'all was caught up on the rehearsal. That show is a goddamn trip.
Yes.
Me and Roderick was sitting there watching it, and I'm not going to say it was like a scary movie, but it was one of them things I was watching, and I was just talking through the whole thing and was just amazed and baffled the whole time. And it was like an inception with an inception and an inception, because it was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Oh, we doing this again?
Yes. I was amazed. Keith and Hemd are here as well.
Everybody. Hey, yes, they are. My bad. I just wanted to talk about the rehearsal with them.
Sure. At first, I'm like, this guy's a fucking genius. At the end, I don't know what's real and what's not. I don't like that. I guess some people like that. I don't like that. I don't like not knowing. That's the beauty of it. The beauty of it when the show started to me would be like, I'm going to understand everything. I understand this guy's fucking clever way of going. To me, that's what's exciting. I don't know if the kid was a plant at the end. I don't like not knowing.
I like being tricked.
Yeah.
I'm going to say spoiler alert. Except for the first episodes, episode one.
The trivia one.
None of the actual concept players stayed or did it.
They all quit.
So I thought we were going to get one episode of a rehearsal of something. Instead, we got a rehearsal of his life, which, okay, I went with. But at the end, I agree with Keith. The last episode, although still jaw on the floor, Karen, 100% agree. I'm talking through the whole thing. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I took an edible. I'm like, let's make it extra trippy. And then I blame myself. Like, did I miss something? Was I too high? But I don't think I did.
But I agree with Keith. The last one, by then you're like, wait, this is a little too much. And the last episode seemed contrived, yes, not only to close out the series, but to close out his theory, his thesis. It seemed like this final episode started with in conclusion, and it's like, wrap it up. Yeah. You know, your teacher wants like a 25-page document, and you're at like page 23. So let's see what we can get.
Your script was kind of all over the place. Then you're like, what I'm saying is, why would you put kids on TV?
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm,
end.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And there are a couple of lessons that are a little more pointed than I appreciate, but it was still like, you're still kind of going like, glad I watched it. Glad it exists. Glad it's kooky. Glad it got greenlit. And some of those gems were magical. The fact that I said this just on the recent show, because we didn't want to spoil it on the main show, but like explaining to the actor child that no, being Jewish is the devil and you will die. And like,
oh, I'll die. Yeah. And the mom goes,
he'll say the whole thing. Like, you don't want to be like me. And then he looks up at the mom, like, am I getting all this right? And she goes, mm-hmm. And for a split second, and I love this about him because he keeps the camera on him and he knows that we want to see the before and after. For a split second, I think she goes, holy shit, that sounds crazy. For a split second.
Yeah.
And then she goes, mm-hmm. And she gained, like, she brings all her confidence into the mm-hmm. But if she would have responded half a second sooner, she would have been like, the fuck did you just say?
Right. Why are you telling my kid this? This is terrible.
This, what?
Wait, why am I telling my kid this? Right? This is what I believe.
Yeah. Being a last life.
I loved it because it takes meta to the next. Like,
I'll give you
every
that.
Time he goes up another level, it does feel like Inception. And that is like, I'm trying, like, now I don't care about the rehearsal anymore. I don't care about these people's lives. I only care, like, okay, how is this part of the new thing? Like, how are you going to zoom out on this next layer where I'm like, oh shit, he's rehearsing this thing or whatever. And when it like kind of made the punchline his life and his lack of emotional connection, and like, is he really ready to be an adult and do all this? I was just like, oh, I never thought Nathan, I feel like I'm gonna look around, the camera's in my house, and it's someone else watching me.
And he goes, here's your kid. Yes. I was waiting for it to be about him and a kid for real. Mm. And when he was telling that kid, like, I am your father, I choked up as he was choking up, thinking he's really breaking it to one of these kids. He is the father. He, of course, isn't. It's his real kid. And I'm like, okay, it's your real kid. Who gives a fuck?
See, now, Keith told me this. Keith told me this yesterday, that he's like, the finale, I'm not that into it. Here's what I thought would happen. I thought he was revealing to us and this kid that he's his biological father. And I'm like, well, if you thought that would happen, anything is going to disappoint you.
Yeah.
Now I'm disappointed. Lame. What the fuck? Like, how are you? Keith wrote the script and then was disappointed. Right. Go that hard.
But is that even his kid? And then where's his wife? And when for silence, he had to hang out at that bar that was made and moved around America. Did you ever call your wife? Is there one? The whole thing's fucking weird, and I don't like not knowing. And I guarantee, can I throw out a Keith Malley guarantee?
Here we go.
I guarantee season two doesn't solve these season one questions. Guaranteed.
I think season two is a whole different
thing. It's gonna be a whole different animal.
I actually would have been funny if it would have been like 5 years ago, and he cuts back to like filming himself being like, I had this child, and this moment is how I've been rehearsing all this shit so I can reveal to him that I'm his father.
I thought like, something God like damn. That. Maybe he was doing comedy. He wasn't home for his kid. And that was the point of the kid being on drugs lesson. or coincidentally, the religious woman says she never got along with her dad. None of these things had closure. Are they red herrings? I guess so, because everything's deliberate. I don't need it. I
think maybe we need you to get on the writing crew for season two.
I will.
These are some good ideas.
I'm going to need some fucking answers, Nathan.
Great ideas. I am so glad y'all watched. This show was one of those things where me and Roger were sitting there and I just was just glazed over the TV because the woman that he was living with.
Oh, my God.
I was like, she got on my nerves because I was like. And towards the end, he was like, she checked. I was like, yeah, she checked out a while ago. Like, you could tell.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a free place to live and free food. Like, y'all are literally covering everything. Then she talking about, I don't have no instructions. And I'm not trying to be funny.
Because she got called out.
Well, I don't know how much time went by. Let's say a couple months went by. And then she's like, I don't understand what the fuck this is. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say that necessarily. Maybe
what
she
does she care? I don't know what your life is. Right. Explain your life and what you're going back to, and I'll be like, yeah, sure.
You're right. So what do you need me to do, Nathan? scrub more and not have my legs up? You're not here. I have a free house. I don't know what we're doing. The kid's not real. Who gives a fuck?
I love that because to me what that means, one, I think they knew that, right? They were like, we're going to have her in here long enough that she won't be able to keep up the bullshit. Like, it's bullshit. We know it's bullshit. The human brain will go back to this bullshit. We're going to make that part of the show. Like once she starts being like, I'm not really baking cookies. And now I'm going to go play on the internet. And I'm going to talk to the kid like it's an actor because this is insane. And I'm realizing how insane this is.
Except, it only when she had to do her things that she agreed to was she like, no, this is bullshit. But when it came to, we have to teach this kid Christianity, why wasn't it bullshit there? Who cares what the kid learns? It's a fake kid, right? It was only fake. It was only who gives a shit when she got called out on her part not being done.
Because the show's so fucking weird that it could be a religious test.
Right.
What the fuck knows what's happening?
That's what I'm saying is they had to know that would happen is what I'm saying. Like, they had to be like, she will not keep this up all the time. When Nathan's around, sure, he's the fucking boss. Right. He's paying for the house. Mm. Like,
and he doesn't make you do too much anyway. He's going to look at you mopey and you say whatever the fuck you want. That'll last 5 minutes tops.
Yeah. And you go back upstairs and read the Bible or play computer games. Like, I just think that the things that always blow my mind about the show is how they incorporate the next thing of like, a person will not do this or this, or a person may do this. And then whenever they show, like, we actually thought about that and made it in the show. That's the level. Mm-hmm. One of the big things for me was at the end of episode 5 when they show that they've been fucking snow blowing the house.
Yes. And frosting the cars over.
Are you out of your fucking mind? How much money is for why? It doesn't make any difference. Oh my God.
And they couldn't let the extras talk because that saved $15,000.
These are all hilarious choices.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is like if Surf Reality had a budget and didn't procrastinate. Like if the people in like this is Surf Reality with an HBO backing.
Yes. Oh my right. God. Why does he care so much?
She assuming it's not deep fakes, because who knows nowadays? Angela, the religious woman, is I've saw a TikTok dance from her. She's on Cameo. Are you real? Fuck you, Nathan. I don't care. Fuck you.
I love it.
I'll be there for season 2, obviously. But
of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm
I mean, listen, my dad, for as much as I know, was a very and is a very honest man that is not really, you know, like tried to write sexual letters to my wife or anything. So I feel like
oh, he's pure. He's pure. This guy.
He's one of those
for being black. This guy's never made a mistake. Pure, yeah.
Yeah. And
we did go fishing, but you know, your niece was there. Nothing happened. Right. Different kind
so of I think fish. That's why I feel like safe. Whenever there's tricks, and Keith right. is like, no. "You fucking tricking me! You tricking me! I know it's a fucking trick, you yeah. tricky motherfucker!
Everything is a trick."
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm putting milk in a rolled up newspaper. Well, it better fall out when you open it. You fucking liar.
I came to be tricked, and Nathan is just such a good trickster. I know. Oh my I God, never know.
Yeah, thing. Rod wasn't tricked, so he can enjoy entertainment. Even in trickery form, because it's just magic. It's enjoyable. Yeah. He's like, magic is not real. So at least tell me that you know that the milk should be coming out and you're doing a trick.
Like a Penn and Teller might go, now was the answer in your own head? And it's like, motherfucker, what's the answer? And they go, good night. Now, fuck you. There are only 5 tricks anyway. And one is a cliffhanger. Eat my dick. And I look down, my dick's missing. I'm on a David Blaine show. Holy
and
shit.
And I'm just walking out clapping like a
yeah,
seal.
Yeah, like, woo! Bravo,
yeah.
Bravo.
Oh my God, it was in my head. We it was in my head the whole time.
We never knew the answer. maybe it's all plants but me. Who knows? Ah, that's fun. That is not fun. That is not
here's
fun.
Here's a Keith movie
That's
review.
A Thursday. In
here's
my
a Keith movie
house.
Review. You guys know they're all actors?
Hello?
They're not really those people.
Yeah.
These things did not happen.
This is why I stay for credits. I tell people I stay for the credits. This is why.
The water was here, and then the next shot, the water was here. Because it's not fucking real, people. Wake up.
People didn't know about the Blair Witch, but when that guy threw the map away halfway through the movie, I'm like, doubt it. You don't throw away the map. You're so scared, you throw away maps.
That was so upsetting that they tried to put that off as a documentary, and then it was a film thing. And then when they tried to act like it was just like, hey, it's the same thing. It's you would have had this feeling. It's like, yeah, okay, shaky cameras.
Yeah.
When somebody's legit running after you and shaky cameras because you're trying to pretend like this is real is a different experience. Thank you for your art.
And I just got him on board. Nice.
Oh, shit. It's a pandemic. Fuck. Save yourselves. Wear your masks.
Protect yourselves. Roger, do we have a sponsor?
We do have a sponsor this week. This episode is brought to you by the post office. I believe Socrates was the one who said, attitude is the spice of life. And the post office has attitude in spades.
Oh, no!
Stamps.com might refrain from talking trash about the post office and their ad reads, but we don't have any rules like that here at the post office, so fuck Stamps.com. Stamps don't want this smoke. And we mean that literally, because right. you can get shot at the post office, stabbed at the post right. office, or, you know, assaulted in some type of way. And that's where the original phrase going postal originated, guys. It came from the post office. So go postal to your nearest post office right day to today and tell them that Keith and the girl sent you.
Well, don't say that.
Well,
I mean,
last
this is more,
week, it's your sponsor. We don't want to.
Yeah, okay, we'll say work. Last week on Keith and the girl sent you and told you to go
week.
Postal.
Last week's good. And,
okay, well, just last week. Say last week sent you. Go, I'm going postal now.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Isn't attitude the spice of life a Reebok?
No, I think it was Socrates.
Okay.
Pretty right. sure. I Googled it.
Okay. No tricks, Rod. No tricks. Do not misquote on this fucking show. Is there an exclamation at the end of that or three?
The misquote is if it's Reebok or Socrates.
When best ad read comes up for Keith and the girl for Kaka's, Keith's going to be like, you know, those sponsors weren't real.
None of them. Freaking us, Keith.
Oh, this, yeah, this fucking post office. Yeah, they got to fight tooth and nail against the convenience of stamps.com.
How do you own both and not know that stamps is better? The whole point of stamps is to avoid the other one. I mean, well, it's your money, but
the rest of the ad copy says, like, why are you even going to the post office? Are you an idiot? And then it's like, but, you know, all things fair, the post office is the greatest. And
but you've heard of the post office, and do you let people tell you what to do? I am a robot. Are you a person? Now stand in line, person. Wait your turn, person. And they'll ding a bell when it's time for you to walk up, person.
Yeah, they didn't integrate any of the post office stuff into stamps.com. You don't click something, mm-hmm. and it's like, right. Wait until I call you next in line.
Did I say swipe it? Did I say to swipe it? No, you didn't. Sorry. Okay. Uh-huh. What? Swipe it!
You hit enter and it's just like three dots for about a minute.
Right.
But it's so true. I remember being ready. Like how they say swipe it. And I'm like, I am ready. You do not need to tell me to swipe it. But the machine would be behind, like in time. Yeah. From the, so I know the next step is to type in whatever. And they go, type in whatever. And I'm like, I swear the screen is not here. Mm-hmm. I swear I'm present. I swear I'm with you. Please stop acting like it's asking you for a code.
I think on the other side, I think they're fucking with us. And it says like, and they're like, I'm not going to press the point where they can see it. Because this motherfucker is too eager. Because I'm also one of these people pleasing ass. I'm at the post office in DMV trying to help your ass out. Like, it's not supposed to be the other way. I'm like, oh, I have super extra my paperwork. I'm so ready. And they're just like, nope.
Oh, did I just get flowers at the DMV? And you said, oh, look, you got my flowers? Like, we're friends? Be scared of me. Be scared of me. I had two computers when I was getting my permit. I already took the test online at home, but I have to show up in person to get the driver's permit. And on the left, it was some screen that, like, you had to pick what language, and then if you wanted to be registered to vote. So I'm already registered. So she'd be like, to work this other computer, you have to answer these questions. So just hit English and hit no. And I go, okay. And then I can use this other computer for more information. Then every so often, every time you start over, you'd have to be like, and then the voting computer, English, no. And then it'd be like, hey, yeah, no. I guess it is the third time. So English, no, but none of these buttons matter. So I hope I didn't ruin everything. All right. And then over here, five. What the fuck is happening? Do you know I paid like $160 for my permit? I don't know if that should be done.
Right.
But right. I did it. They're like, and this much money. I'm like, all right, I'll look at the itemized thing later, but I'm not going to cause any problems. Then they go, and now you said you want enhanced $40. I'm like, then what were the first fucking prices?
Right. And then like, that it just totally shows you that when people are like, what, you need an ID to vote? Who gives a fuck?
You're
like,
exactly.
You said it was free. This is $160 later.
Right.
But even the state ID.
This is between free.
Even the state ID was a little bit of money.
Like, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they charged entrance to the DMV and you'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, Keith, if they said your bill is $160 plus $540, you'd be like, okay.
I remember not too long ago.
What are you
going
to do? Go to the principal and go, this isn't fair?
Yeah. I get my state ID. They should just go $5 cash, please. Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks.
Oh, that used to be like that. The DMV used to be like that for certain shit, certain important papers. They'd be like, cash. I'm like, bitch, don't nobody got no cash.
Yeah, and then they had an ATM in a fucking corner.
That charged you whatever they
wanted. Yeah, it was $77 suck my balls charge fee.
Yeah,
or leave, go home, and do this shit all over again. Yeah.
Go get another babysitter.
I remember the state
ID. $5 cash only.
Right. I remember them doing the state ID. I forget who our mayor was. He's on with his wife doing these, you know, free commercials for in New York. Like, get a state ID, a new ID, one ID for all of us. Like, they really act like, okay, maybe it's good for, you know, knowing how many people there are and shit, but then you have to pay for it? You just
said, yes.
Like, you
the
have
thing
to
they
do
got
it.
Here in North Carolina, they just passed something where everyone's license plates, they were like, oh, some of these license plates are getting too old and they're just hard to read. So now every 7 years, you got to buy a new license plate. Nobody's life space getting hard to read.
No, they're it's clear.
They last forever. They're fucking made of metal. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, How about this? You're so concerned. I expect a new license plate in my mail every 7 years.
Right. For free.
You can't
read it. Instead of, like, buy a new one every 7 years. Why?
I'm going to tell you why. Because these motherfucking Republicans in office here dropped taxes and didn't want to fucking tax people. So now they don't have tax money.
Trick.
And so now they got to turn around and get that money. But, like, that's where it came from. Because as long as I've been fucking driving, we've never had this. You get a tag, that bitch is yours until you turn it back in.
Right. Till you buy a new car, that's just the tag on your car.
Right.
No, these cops can read your license just fine anywhere.
They haven't had any problems so far.
By the way, they don't have to read your license. They bloop everything. Right. You haven't seen this because you guys have parking where you are. Okay. Yeah. Watch a New York street. Okay. Like, actually park there. Go there at 6 a.m. Whenever they say they're about to tow, they will be there before that time. And if it's 6 a.m., at 6 a.m., the tow truck will go down the block and just boop, boop. They don't even have to get out of their car to look at your shit. They know while you're driving, they could look up your car. Is it stolen? You don't have to read the light. They're not typing a license plate on their computer when they pull you over. This is bullshit. You're not physically reading anything.
It's automated, and they have like cameras that just they're behind you, and it's just popping up on their screen. You know, the screens we can't use when we drive, but they're just popping up on their screen telling them like, this motherfucker's a criminal, or this motherfucker didn't do their insurance or stuff. And yet somehow we got to all buy new license plates. Everybody just got mine this year. I was just like, what the fuck is this? It was like, oh, you just owe us $120 or whatever. It's like,
$120
or whatever, you know, because it's like your license plus your renewal
plus plus the dildo fee.
Exactly.
Yes.
You don't know. You don't know. Right. You don't even know what it's going to be every week, every year. Like, you're not sitting around like, oh, yeah, I paid $110 last year. My car depreciated, so it'll be $100. You don't know. They could just be like,
what are you gonna do?
It's $150 now. What are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do? You're going to go to the DMV and like, look at the itemized list. And it's like, hey, one of these itemized items are lunch for the crew. And I find that to be a little weird. Like, maybe it got put on there by accident, giving benefit of the doubt. And they're like, that's lunch. You expect us not to eat. No, I would love for you to eat every day, just like everybody else. It's necessary. I get it. I just wonder why my license plate is paying for you. Oh, so now we don't work for you. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh, how much was it? Just write the check.
Here's $20 more. Here's another lunch.
I'll take out a loan. It don't matter.
Cash only, sir. Okay. I'll set up.
Let's go on here today.
Whatever I need to do, let's do it.
And one more thing, and it's not to go on.
It costs less to get high. Okay, continue.
It probably does, because down here is different than up there. Y'all don't pay property taxes for y'all vehicles. We do. And so the thing is, the property tax actually covers the cost of the roads down here. Where y'all, y'all have tolls. A lot of y'all tolls cover y'all roads.
A lot of tolls.
So for me, I get mad because they started putting toll rolls here.
Right.
What the fuck do you got a goddamn toll roll when I pay fucking property tax? I should be able to drive on the road, but don't charge me property tax then.
Right.
Don't charge me $500 a year, however much the property of my fucking car is, if I have to turn around and pay to drive. Right. And our tolls suck. They go 3.2 miles.
Right.
And you're like, where the fuck am I going? I'm saving 3 minutes. I don't... Yeah.
It's like here's a part of the highway that really sucks. If you would like to pay a toll of $1.50, you can go ahead and drive around that. And it's like, well, one, drive around that is literally just a few miles. But then two, why not just make the road wider then? Like, you spent all that fucking money to make this new one lane road. Like, just fucking add a lane and then it won't suck.
And on top of that, what happens down here is that a lot of people drive it and they don't pay the tolls. And a lot of people just don't drive it because they were like, you're not taking my fucking money.
Well, if you drive it and don't pay the tolls, because they don't really need a 7-year license, they just read your license plate and send you the bill.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah so you're going to pay or you're going to end up with a warrant.
Yeah, they send you a higher bill and they keep tagging you. You don't go like, no thanks. And also,
I pay property tax, everybody. Calm down. Yeah.
That's the thing. You guys are really like, you know, noticing where the money goes to and what you have to pay. But most people are like, oh, fuck, it's tax season. Let me just give them what they want before they like X, Y, and Z that we have in our head that, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, yeah, whatever you want me to pay. Let me like get current with my shit mm-hmm. instead of, you know, wondering where my money goes to because that's extra.
Yeah. Right. They ask you, what do you find more convenient, going to the DMV or dealing with your license at home? And then whatever you pick, well, the convenience fee is.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you like half of this. I'm looking at this receipt right now. MCTD fee, $10. Yeah, sure. Why not? I looked it up right now. It's $1 for every 6 months the permit or driver's license will be in effect. Then what the fuck is $10?
Yeah.
10 months? That's not true. My license won't be for 10 months. photo document fee, $25. I had to take a new picture because it's some new process, not the one of the state ID that I just took, but okay.
You know what? They fucked me on the picture also. I had to get a new passport, and I went to the local whatever, you know, we ship you mail somehow and are still in service thing, and they took a regular. They have passport photos. They had the backdrop. They took my picture. I go to the... not the DMV, the post office, you know, our friends.
Right.
And they're like, oh, this picture will not pass if you send it. And I'm like, fuck, your life is in my hands. Surprise, surprise. She can do it for me for a quick, I don't know, it was like maybe $100.
Jesus.
Because, or I can hand her all of my documents with this picture that she doesn't think will fly. And hope to get my passport back via the mail.
Yeah.
See?
So yes, take my picture. Yeah. That sounds great.
Thank God.
I had to retake mine.
You recommended that I go back to that place and get my $5 back.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Now I'm thanking you. Thank you.
I'm glad Hunter said this because nothing's ever that easy. Because she did tell me, she's like, you know, you can, even though you let it expire, redo your passport online. I'm like, I guarantee you can't. But so hearing this story makes me very, very happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, thank God that the people that ran up on the Capitol building January 6th didn't use stuff like this because they might have got us. You know what I mean? Like, they were just like, the election's not real.
Right.
Fuck the government. Fuck Joe Biden. But if they would have been like, it's fucked up. I got to pay an extra $100 to DMV. And where the fuck are my tax money? You probably property tax and tolls. I'll be like, you know what?
Maybe y'all might have a point. Look at this shit.
I spent $77. You know what the license fee is? $32. Well, how does that make sense?
There's a guy here who runs on the quote, the rent is too damn high. That's his platform. I don't know if you guys have seen his picture.
Yes.
He walks around the neighborhood, very, very recognizable. And if you recognize him, he'll say hi. He'll take a picture. He'll tell you how the rent is too damn high. And
Jimmy something. If that dude had not decided to look weird, I think he wins.
Big, what do you call those? What do you call
like
those?
Like mutton chops or something?
Chops. Yeah,
like he has like this some kind of weird Fu Manchu mutton chop deal. If
maybe
he didn't look like he came
hat.
From, yeah. if he didn't look like he came from 1888, he's probably the fucking mayor of New York right now. But he had to be weird.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of, okay, so you just said 1888, and did you hear that Gen Z is calling the 1990s the late 1900s?
Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
Okay. Who feels old? Right. That's a poll.
I'd rather, like they say, look back at history, it'll repeat. Look back recently, I think. You know, I mean, what are we going to relate to? Dinosaurs? Yeah, culturally 1900s, good.
But that means
we were born ancient.
We were born in the late 1900s.
Yeah. The documentaries now are starting to be Shit I Lived.
Yeah, it's
like they're like Woodstock 99. It was terrible. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, 99.
Punch me right in the oldness.
That's history now. Okay.
I was at the bodega and they had the sign up and it's like, you can't buy cigarettes unless you were born in 2001. I'm like, what? Who the fuck? What? They've been bringing in a fucking stroller and asking for cigarettes? 2001?
These apps, whenever you sign up, are calling you old too, because like whenever it's like put your age in and you just gotta scroll for a minute, you're like, oh, like shit.
Like the Wheel of Fortune, you were like, God damn, how much further is this bitch?
Yeah, I filled out something and I was like two below the final, you know, window of, and I'm like,
you
okay, not bad. There's two more.
I'm okay. Like, you're too old. How old are you? Yeah. Just question mark.
And then they even ask you, and I guess it's just to get more information about, I don't know why, but even in games, like apps.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, now it's embarrassing because I'm not supposed to be playing this game anyway.
It was there was one that's like, you want to watch this video game trailer, put in your age, make sure it's age appropriate. And I just randomly just flipped my thumb as far as I could go, like, fuck you. 1901, who gives a fuck? Just let me see the trailer.
But then when my birthday,
I'm getting shamed both ways, because like, your ass is too old to be liking video games. Right. Also, you old.
As well. Oh, here's another receipt. I used my Visa, $42.50. What's it for? Doesn't say. Oh, well. What you gonna do?
DMV.
DMV.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. That's so much money.
DMV should just have an ad. Like, just give us the money.
Right. There should be an express line. You know, I went to this person. They go, I need, proof of this, proof of that. And I'm like, no, I already went through all that. This is my address. I swear it's on 7 things you're looking at. That's it. No, can you look at something on my phone or something? No. And I'm like, well, the other people could, but no, I don't have it. Then she goes, okay, hands me a piece of paper. I think it was because of my great Flowers birthday joke. Hands me a piece of paper, and it just says, I swear my name. I signed my name, and this is my address. Signed.
Stop it.
They have something you can just swear by.
Oh, my God. What? Did you go to the priest window? Is that what was happening? That's window B13. Every once in a while, you get that.
Wow.
My favorite is when you go and wait all the way to the front of the line for some bullshit that they won't serve. It's, you need you to go home, get your social security card or whatever the fuck, right? You go home and get it. And then when you come back, you just come straight to the front. Mm-hmm. And when you come straight to the front, everyone gets an attitude with you like, this motherfucker is like, no, I did what you did.
Right. Yeah. I've already been through this.
If I had to do this again, I'd kill all you motherfuckers. Like, they have to let me be next.
Are your lines? Because our lines are so bad. Like, they give you a number and now they let you sit, but there's like enough pews to create a church. Mm-hmm. And you see people, including me, who have brought books. Because it's like, I will be in one. Zen no matter how long you take. I've cleared today for you. This is happening.
That's what I do. Yeah, I'll get my tablet. Yeah,
we're going to get this shit done.
I just get in line.
I have millions of books in here.
Yep.
I could finish this one and stay.
I remember.
People watch.
Remember me and Hemda were at a DMV years ago, and we started playing cards on the floor. And they made us stop because we were enjoying ourselves and letting time pass quickly.
Might as well. Shout out the podcast. Y'all probably got me through a couple of DMV visits. I'm in line. Everyone's pissed. And I'm like, that is true, Keith.
I get to the front of the counter and I go, sorry, 1 second. They're on a roll.
Hold on. She's almost got the silent credits. Yeah,
just this sentence and thought. Let me just.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you, what was the feel? E.T.! Sorry, let me take these off.
I can imagine. Y'all have helped a lot of people. One thing I wanted to say about this week's shows, y'all was trying to break records. We only had 2 regular shows, but maybe this is just me. I can't speak for nobody else. Anytime I see anything over an hour for you guys, not for us, that's normal. We normally run
you
over
guys
that
are
range.
Insane. Yeah.
Yeah, we
go 2.5 hours.
This ain't New York. We don't got shit to do.
All right. Yeah. We talk slow and shit. Mm-mm. Y'all be like, let's get this shit over with.
You're like for people that need a babysitter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Different strokes.
Yeah. A lot of people is like, y'all got me through my whole 8 hours at work. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Or just think about it like this. Newsy listens at 2x speed. So somebody has to be twice as long.
Right. That's true.
So it should be us. That's
true. I get excited. Because I'm like, oh, y'all must have had something to talk about. These people were interesting. They captured, I was like, something happened because normally I look about 55. And then sometimes you get a good 40 minutes. Y'all like, all right, ain't nothing else to talk about. We out. Right. So I was like, this week's going to be good. And it was.
Good.
Okay. I had a ball. Episode 3573. Tony Pizza.
Tony Pizza.
Oh, Tony Pizza.
Tony Pizza. My wife.
Tony Pizza.
Oh, you're right. That was so much fun. Fucking Danny Vega is the perfect guest. Uh-huh. I don't even care if he's faking all this. Like, if he's like, fucking, I got to do this Keith and the girls shit. Hello, everyone. I don't care. Good job. Good job. What a pleasure.
He was so
well. Was he? So I guess, was he an asshole?
Of course,
it doesn't
matter.
Asshole.
You heard him on the show.
Yeah, I think he plays an asshole sometimes because you can tell when it's obvious. Like, but can a woman just be a bitch? Yeah. But then and other times you're not sure though.
Yeah,
and there's something about him though. With that said, that I don't feel like it's such a trick. It's an adventure.
What happened at the start? Because I felt like was this like jokes about going live on YouTube? Was he worried about going live?
Right before the show started, what did happen? Was I away from the headphones at first? Because I do know, like, he mentioned, like, he should be at work or something, but I forget how that came up. That was it, though. That's all the information I needed.
I think you just picked up right away. So basically, he said, hey, I'm supposed to be at work, so I'm not going to retweet that we're live just in case my boss or anybody at work is there. And we're like, okay, but we are live, and YouTube is also a platform. And then, of course, I know that if I continue, Keith will murder me. Yes. So I'm just like, right, no tweeting. Okay, ready?
And I did ask, for the record, I did ask, hey, can I bring up like some joke about how you're not here? This kind of thing. I think that might be funny. And he said, which is close enough to a yes to me, he said, yeah, whatever. And then we were off.
Yeah.
Should have said no if you meant no.
Right.
Yeah, he was like, can I bring up, like, it's not really the time and make fun of the fact that you're not supposed to be here by changing
it's fine.
Okay. I was worried. I thought the joke was going to be, because he's always worried about being canceled for an opinion, which is so funny because his show is literally like, I give my opinion on very controversial things. That's I do. He's always like, I'm scared if people won't like my opinion.
I'm going to call people assholes, but who knows in today's society?
I gave my opinion and some people disagreed.
They disagreed with me.
Yeah, I think he's one of those people, you know, he made a right on red and he shouldn't have. He's like, great, I'm canceled.
It don't take a don't take a lot for him. The shit walking story, I was like, oh my gosh, what is happening here?
Why did he want to tell that story? Did he tell y'all beforehand, let's talk about this story? That like, how'd that come up?
I think, you know what?
There was something about how I'm like, you know, you can say the stuff that he mentioned, like, oh, I don't know if you want me to share the stuff that I mentioned on the show. I kind of hinted at something and we were like, yeah, say whatever you want. You can repeat the stuff that happened on your show. We'd probably elaborate it and whatever. It doesn't matter. And he goes, and he was like, oh, you guys know. As if we are like, hey, are you going to talk about that shit thing that you were hinting on your show or whatever? So I think we were just like going with it without kind of like, yeah, tell
without
a story.
Correcting him,
Yeah, and it's like, oh, well, have you guys ever sharded? And we're like, yeah, of course. And he's like, have you ever shit your pants? Of course. All right, that's all the story. So I think he felt a little comfortable about it, but was still a little shy on the show because I think his audience doesn't like that. But our audience is like, ah, that's funny. Yeah. Not happening to me. There's not shit in my pants because I'm listening to the shit in your pants. So we're good.
Right. Oh, nah, y'all are like, though. Walter Cronkite of shit stories.
We're shit talkers. It literally says Keith and Hamda talk shit.
Talk shit. And the follow-up questions, I knew everything about that shit by the time the show was over. I was like, listen, I can tell you everything, any detail, quiz me. I got you on Danny Vega's shit in pants.
I can't tell if he's serious where, you know, we're asking him questions and I think he thinks like, am I not telling the story right? Or I don't know. There was something about it. And I'm like, no, we're like, yes. Anding. There was another story where he's like, okay, this is crazy. And we're asking him like, is this crazy? And he's like, I don't know. Do you guys think it's more of a story than no, we're just.
and guess what? It always is more. Coincidentally, every time y'all ask one of those follow-up questions, like, and I also happen to be trying these drugs for the first time. Oh yeah. That's then keep asking. Then yes, next line of questions.
We wouldn't have known. We get all the details.
Yeah, it is funny when a guest is like, maybe I'm not explaining the story right. Like, no, I'm following. It was a Pepsi with lime and you paid $11 for it. I promise I get
yes.
it.
Yes. And it was flat. I was like, $11? Oh, wow. Oh, and the debate about cats versus dogs came back up.
Yeah, sure. I don't know how so, it's you know, a debate,
the cats,
but okay.
The cat people came out of the woodworks.
Yeah, I don't get it. What can I do? Yeah.
Keith is just poking.
It's trauma.
Poking
it's the trauma. You had a kitten as a kid, and you think that serves you as a kitten as an adult. It's the only thing that could make goodness. Sense, because they are fucking laughing at you. They're mocking you. The irony that my dad wouldn't let me mock the cat, but these cats are mocking us.
All
you
the time.
See it. You know it. Love me? Okay, I'll love
I just,
you.
I just,
yeah.
played a, okay. I just played a whole video game on PlayStation 5 that was a cat propaganda. Mm-hmm. It was called Stray. Mm-hmm. And it's about a cat who like helps save society. Mm. And I was like, get the fuck. This cat would have just been scratching a couch for like 7 hours. Humanity would have died out, or whatever the new humanity is would have died out. And that would have been the whole game. It was like, it's the scratching the couch game while everyone dies.
I was about to kill one of the bosses, but then my character, the cat, just jumped on a ledge out of nowhere for no reason. Yeah, you're a cat. Next question. Send. Yeah. I just scratched my owner. That might cost me. It might. You're a cat.
Yeah. Like, that should be a button for just like, I'm good, you know. Yeah. Oh, can you help me cross the bridge? Nah. No. I'm a cat.
I'm on a mission.
Just gonna
fuck
do cat
you.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk between your legs and then get surprised when you step on me.
I'm not going to rape this other cat with my corkscrew dick and turn his ass inside out. I'm a cat. Okay. I'm a cat.
They didn't have that button. That wasn't in the game.
Okay. I'm about to say, no, I don't think that was part of the game. Right. Mm-hmm.
Not, that part's not in there.
I was thinking it'd be the B button. Okay.
Meow.
Meow.
A barbed wire penis. Like, well, like, then you were made by the devil.
You guys covered three Am I the Assholes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to talk about them.
Please.
The first one was the boyfriend called the girlfriend Tony Pizza.
Tony Pizza.
Hey, Tony Pizza.
Tony Pizza.
Can I just say, by the end, it was so fun. I'm on the boyfriend's side again.
It's funny, Tony Pizza. It's funny.
I was like, this is terrible. And I convinced that it was terrible from the everyone made me. And then everyone starts saying, I was like,
It's still terrible, though.
Not my girlfriend.
It could be funny.
I could see how that's fun. I tried to call Xerxes Popa, but it didn't work.
it didn't work.
Just translates differently on
the
podcast.
Same ring to it.
Mm-mm. What are your guys' private nicknames?
We don't Rod have them. We got into baby. And y'all both are disgusted by that one.
I love it.
No, he does it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh no, it was him then, and Danny don't like baby, right? Well, I don't know.
I'm not a fan of baby. I just never.
You don't like anything that hints towards that can be even misconstrued as a parental thing. You don't like mommy, daddy. You don't like any of that shit.
Kendra doesn't like hack things. She won't even say the word love anymore. She's like, we've all said it.
Yeah.
We didn't mean it. Who fucking knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. Baby, it is a weird word. It is my youngest version of a child or infant. Hey, infant, want to fuck? Hey, baby. I understand why it's an endearing word. I think of you like I cradle you in my arms, you know, but the association, also the generic term of it. Now that you're my boyfriend, you're my baby. It's bad enough I have to call you my boyfriend as an adult. Mm-hmm. Now I'm calling you baby on top of it. I don't know. You have a pretty cool name.
Yeah. Well, that's Karen. Karen says baby all the time to everybody. So
she calls Xerxes baby. Yeah. He's getting it plenty.
it means nothing.
Yeah. To me, it's like a neutral term, if that makes sense.
Like sweetheart.
Yes. Like across the board. It's like
Hey, man. Like man.
Like hey, big balls.
What's up, guys? You're not necessarily talking to guys. Yeah.
Yes, it's like a general term. And yes, he is the asshole, particularly once she was like, I don't like to be called that.
Of course, particularly. Yeah, that's probably Karen where it
likes,
was.
Karen doesn't like Tony's Pizza, but she likes Papa John's.
Papa John. Hey, Papa
John. So I was thinking of calling her Mama John's.
That's a good one.
But
that's funny.
But that means we probably have to order more Papa John's. So I'm just
little reminder.
See? See, don't do it to yourself.
Yeah, I don't want to take us back to that ugly stage of life.
We haven't had it in a while. And the thing is,
thank God that guy turned out to be racist.
Yeah, because see, I started protesting Papa John's,
right?
And I didn't eat it for a long time.
But
and
just then, for the heartburn, then.
Oh, if only, if only.
If only. And so I was fine, and I was really angry and hurt. And Roger stopped. Roger was like, you know, you won. And I was like, yes, but, you know, I'm kind of mad. So he bought the Papa John's back into my life.
Yeah, she was so sad. She loves pizza. And it'd be like, oh, you want to get pizza tonight? And then she'd look at the Papa John's for 10 minutes and then be like, no, we can get some other pizza I don't like. And it was so sad.
That's okay, because Papa John's is not pizza. It's like Domino's.
That's what
Domino's
I say.
Domino's is not pizza. If you want to get pizza, get pizza. If you want to get Papa John's, that's a different thing.
I mean, basically,
I know it's shitty. Like I'm not surprised.
It's basically a Stromboli, and so
it's an open face Stromboli.
Yes.
So then there were these times that she just didn't want to order herself. So then I ordered it on my own without telling her. It was like, this is like sinless, right? Like, it's here. It's going to go to waste if you don't eat it anyway. I already paid for it. You had no involvement in this. Go get you some Papa John's. And in all fairness, they fired the racist dude.
They did.
And they hired a black woman. And they issued all these statements like they did the right shit. Like all their commercials were all of a sudden like, let's highlight all the black franchisees and give money to HBCUs. I was like, Karen, what more can they do? Like, he's not even in charge anymore. You know, this is
like how you work. I like how you work politics at your house. Other people angry, you know, like at the dinner table, like, how could you even consider ordering Papa John's again? And you're like, look, it's cute again.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I just didn't want to feel
bad. I'm a pizza guy and I came in. You can have pizza and my dick. It's a fun night. It's not right. Sadness.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with pizza and a side of dick. Like, I wanted Papa John's.
That's a fun Saturday. Are you kidding me? Oh, clear the schedule. What?
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because the thing is, he's not a fan of it. So he purposely bought it back in the house just for me. And I was doing my protesting. So,
wow, hey, Rod, can I just say,
I just want to,
what
happy.
A husband. He brought back Papa John's. Oh,
no. It's a punishment in any other household, but we're the one house where it was like, oh God, Papa John's is back.
Hero status. Yes.
You know who this is weird. Do you know who the black woman was, Henda, that took over for Papa John's? Aunt Jemima. The whole thing's weird. It's not a real person. It's weird.
Oh, and God. The CEO was Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Too much.
There's so many segues, but I saw a commercial last night for something Pearl Milling Company, and it was for syrup.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Pearl Milling.
It was, and in the bottom right-hand corner, it was like, formerly Aunt Jemima. And I was like, you know what? Bring the racism back. These commercials were better with Aunt Jemima than Pearl Milling Company. You couldn't come up with something better than Pearl Milling Company.
I'm like, who? That, you know, they got to do that because people probably stopped buying it. People was like, what's
I know I did. It don't even taste the same.
It probably does.
The racism was what made it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I see it on all their products. It kind of looks the same. They're just using, they use the same font. Pearl Milling Company. Pancakes, syrup.
It don't hit the same.
Don't hit the same, dog. Mm-hmm. That Aunt Jemima hit better.
It was something about her with that hair all tied up, you know, looking like she was like, yes, the boss. That made it hit just right. You take away that, you have taken away the structure integrity of it.
It's sad, but it's true.
Even like it could even be like find like who owns Pearl Milling Company. Name it that. Name it PepsiCo Presents. The Pearl Milling Company is weird.
It's so weird.
Pearl. But they know what they didn't want to. They didn't want to get any backlash for anything. It's like whoever they would name it after, like, oh, now you're naming it after the white CEO.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or you turn it into a character. Oh, so now we're giraffes. Yeah. Okay. Right. You know, like you just don't want to fuck with it.
They should have just went with like a cartoon mascot like cereal.
You know, right. So now we're a tiger. Okay. Yeah. What animal are you going to pick?
A sloth.
No,
no one's ever been offended by a sloth.
You know what? A llama. Everyone for some reason likes llamas.
Everyone likes llamas.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the llamas. Am I the asshole number two?
By the way, what? You know that they were going to make a Frederick Douglass syrup.
Would that have been good.
Oh, with the fro?
Yeah.
The commercials alone would have been amazing.
Yes. His speeches in the background.
Yeah. They're like, Mom, I want some syrup for my pancakes. And then an old black man just pops in like, and what then, is 4th of July to the slave?
Yes!
Like, what?
Syrup to freedom.
What kind of syrup is this?
Yes, what's happening here?
This is America.
They're eating the pancakes and they're crying. Slowly.
And then at the end, to remind people it's a syrup commercial, they turn like, okay, that was a great speech. They turn to somebody in the audience and they go, that was sweet.
Everyone's eating the pancake slowly and crying a little bit. Like, this is sad what happened.
But Whitey's on the moon.
Why'd you take another bite?
It's just angry Frederick Douglass is standing over white people at the table like, eat it, go ahead.
Dress in the suit.
No, it's okay, we're good, I'm full. No.
The pancake mix is black somehow.
Are they chocolate? No, they just black. Eat the pancake.
Sorry, okay. We call them pancakes around here.
And all the hands, you know, in the commercials, a lot of times we see hands, you don't see people.
Yeah.
They're normally like white all over. They would make sure all of them will be black.
Have to be black.
Yes. Yeah. Even when they serve everybody, all the hands will just be black.
Oh, my God. You know what they should do? They should put like all black hands and then like a white hand tries to get in and they all slap it and it has to go away.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here, Whitey. No. Not you.
That should be the commercial. It's a black family at breakfast and they're talking shit about white people and you don't even know it's a commercial until they get the syrup out. And you're like,
I get it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's for Frederick Douglass syrup.
But if I laugh too hard, the creators have to run to Africa and not tell me the whole story.
Yeah, of course. I take a break. Come back transphobic. I do have to confess, I have a nickname for Xerxes. I've never said it out loud to anybody. It's only in my head.
Okay.
I call him in my head, Xerx Diggity Dog. But I don't say it.
Right.
I just, whenever I see him like before the show, I'm always like, Xerx Diggity Dog. And then
I can see it.
Yeah, I just keep it inside.
I could see him not responding to you.
I can tell. Yeah,
I could see
that's
that.
Why I've never even tried it. This is before I knew he didn't like nicknames, by the way. I've never even tried to shoot my shot.
You can tell on him that he doesn't want you to nickname him.
He's very straight. Yeah, he's like,
yeah.
Yeah, no.
Like down south, you just throw a dog with two G's on it. Like everybody loves that. You know? Third dog, what's up, man?
No. Bum skimmity bum skimmity bum.
Yeah. Third diggity, what's up, man? No.
And Xerxes would be like, nope.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
He would just stare at you and blink his eyes. You talking to me?
Are you singing Das FX?
The daughter for the second one. You know what?
Is this the one who wanted the next level paid for?
Yes.
Her masters, yeah.
I don't know what was wrong with Danny. I don't know what kind of relationships he thinks parents and children have. But I'm not, bitch, you grown. You are an adult. And it's one of those things to where the parents have lived their lives. Their whole lives was to get you to this point. And so once they decide, fuck it, we want to do what we want to do, you have a fit because you didn't get the same thing. They're in a different financial situation, too.
Why don't you ask to live in their RV? You're asking to live in their house?
Everything over 18, extra credit. Everybody know that.
Right.
It's not like you're
It's not fuck you.
Yeah, it's not fuck you, but like, be very fucking appreciative they did anything over 18. Yeah. Like, you know, my parents.
At 18, don't forget, you can tell them to go fuck themselves also. Right. It goes both ways.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents are very like, my dad was like, listen, 18, you gotta either have a job, be going to college, or you gotta join the army. But after 18, you gotta start being an adult. You can't just be like, I'ma just chill here every day, not going to school, coming to the crib. He's like, that's irresponsible. And understood,
and
man.
That she was doing that, but I don't, my parents wanted me to stay with them forever. And how is that healthy? Who would look at me at 25? Like, yeah, I stay at home. My mother does my laundry. She makes my food. I never lift a finger. I am a good member of society. Now, this, she was going to school, so it's not like, right, you know, she just right, wants to lounge around in the place.
Exactly.
But I can't imagine going, but you promised. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. That make her parents even more dope that she, they weren't like 18, get the fuck out. They were like 18, we'll help you go to college. Yeah. You right, know, it's like, okay, well, what about my master's degree? All right, you pushing it right now. What happened to? What happened to thanks for college? You know?
Yeah. I also think, like, look, if shit goes sideways and you're in your late 20s, in your 30s, 40s, 50s, it doesn't matter. If shit goes sideways, yes, of course. Right. I am happy to have anything that will help you. But if I'm helping you when you don't need help, what right, am I turning you into?
Right.
And also, it is a privilege to not yes, only get your bachelor's, but to go for your master's. And by the way, no one's turning into sex. We're not turning her into sex slavery.
Right.
She just has to figure some new shit out.
Right.
It's not that deep.
And the thing was, like, the other two siblings, they had paid for them to get masters or nah?
I think, like, they did, because they just were in the cycle at the same time. I also thought of this. As a younger child, she might have gotten fucked out of, like, the later things, mm-hmm, but she might have had a different childhood in different ways earlier on. Right. They might have been in a better position. They might have, like, the reason why you did get into law school might have been because they had the energy and these other kids and, like, some practice. You might have right, gotten some other shit. Fucking find some gratitude.
When are yep, these assholes not assholes, right? Like, to even show up on that website, am I the asshole? I think it's close to 100% that you're an asshole, because that means you probably asked your friends, am I the asshole? And they said, yeah. And then you went, nah, I'm taking it to the court of every fucking thing.
Although for this, wasn't it the mom who said it? It was the mom who said, am I the asshole for not letting my kids? Yeah.
Right. So the kid must be making her feel like an asshole.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The first two this time were the people that weren't the asshole. Okay, so right, what it is, they're getting gaslit by the yes, asshole.
Right.
And they're like, am I crazy? Let me ask the internet. Hey, y'all. And then everyone's like, no, you're not. Who made you feel like this?
My point regardless is, yeah, that behind the scenes conversations were happening that made you go to this site.
Right.
So it's funny when Danny's you're obviously canceled, asshole, and you went there, or when, yes, you were being tricked and so you went there.
Danny is canceled for agreeing with us. You gotta go.
His arguments made no sense. As a parent, your whole job is to get your child to the point where they are independent and can take care of themselves, not to take care of them for. At some point, you got to live your life.
Also, I think it's because the kids are theory to Danny.
Right.
You know, and I bet if you answer all these questions, eventually it all becomes like kind of theory. So, like, theoretically, it's like, 33% to this child, 33% to this child, sure, and 33%. But in real fucking life, it's like, shit has happened over the course of these 25 years, dog. I might not have it like I had it. Shit costs more. I might just be 60 now, like, looking at the end of my life, like, I think I'm going to take a road trip. I think.
And they're taking an RV. They're not taking a luxurious year-long round. You know what I mean? Like, they're taking a reasonable retirement plan.
Oh, my God. I wish my kid would be mad at me about that shit. Are you fucking serious right now?
Can you guys do me a favor listening? Danny's Twitter is at Holy Duck, like Holy Fuck, but he's a prude, but somehow they can have fun too. So it's Holy Duck. Can you tweet, you canceled, or canceled, or you just been canceled, but don't even reference us. Just right now, canceled, you canceled.
All right.
They should like hashtag KCG or something.
I don't even think so. Make them wonder.
I just sent it to him. So we already got one.
All right, good.
Oh, God. He's going to shit his pants again.
Why is he so worried about being canceled? I feel like he did something horrible we don't know about.
Yeah. Something really horrible. Then we find out. It's like, see, guys, I was afraid of this. Remember in the back of your head I said years ago?
I think no matter what, next time he's on, we should call his episode Danny's Canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that right there would be a good one. And the last one was the bachelorette party.
Ugh, yes. Right away.
She was the fucking worst, and yes, she is the asshole.
All day. The asshole all that day. All my friends left me and wouldn't do things with me and hid in the room and acted like they were tired. When I came back, they obviously weren't tired. Am I the asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
They were telling you were the asshole in real life.
But am I, guys?
By not speaking to you.
By their actions, guy. Come on.
25 of your closest friends.
Yeah.
That you are creating a schedule for 25 adults that's mandatory. Wow.
No. How many people are coming again for lunch? Well, I know I said 25, but apparently it's 2. And now I look like a real asshole.
It sounded even worse than that, because it would be like, I know I said 25 and it was only 23. Right, you know what right. I mean? It's like, yeah. And now you hate all your friends? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, you're a hoot. That's going to be fun figuring out dresses.
Whoever came up with Bridezilla in the wedding industry, I mean, it's genius marketing.
It right. is genius because you spend money living up to that name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it is also horrendous that like there's people whose whole thing is like, the day I get to be a bitch to everyone. Yeah. It's like, that is not aspirational right. at all, man.
But
what's
you
wrong
know,
with you?
You know, that is exactly the aspiration. That yeah. day is how you wish you could treat people all the time.
Yes.
I'm right. a princess. Right. It's my day. It's my life. And if for fuck's sake, if you ever have too much money mm-hmm. or if you already do, you know, that's your every day. You know, now you're borrowing money to be a bitch, but
there's no, like, the guy side of that isn't that, like, mm-mm. it's a wedding. I'm going to fucking listen. You're going to do what I do.
Right.
It's the we're going to get drunk and fuck everything and be cheating on our bachelor party. Like, it's just as fucked up, but it's just a completely different energy mm-hmm. of like, right. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but let's ruin our marriages, baby.
What? Like, what is happening?
Right. And also, there, it seems like the Bridezilla thing in this kind of marriage, in this kind of wedding, she is so overly scheduled, and he couldn't possibly find it in himself to care less than he's ever cared about this. It's like, right. What color do you want? Please shoot mm-hmm. me in the face. Do you want it at 9 o'clock? I don't give a fuck. It's like, can you please give a fuck about this? But I think that if you're having that kind of wedding, you're like, fine, don't give a fuck. It's just one more thing to be angry with you about, but yep. still get my color.
Yeah,
that's so it. And if you do participate, it's a trick, because mm-hmm. then it's like, you didn't pick what I wanted you to pick. This wedding is going to be terrible. I get to be terrible to you, too. Like,
right, and this wedding isn't what I would have picked. I would have picked right. a fucking bar with wings. So exactly. I'm doing like, it already.
Down. Right, right.
I'm going to go fuck some other women.
Right. So what do you think? Not the part where everything should be rustic and made out of twigs, but here we are. So what are my thoughts from there?
Right.
I guess let's keep doing it, but you?
Let's go to a park where it's 130 degrees outside and wear trip like suits. Sounds cool. Make all yeah. our friends do it.
I think yeah. I should wear. I think your shoes aren't comfortable, so mine should be too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I yes. think.
And there's nothing against wins, but I'm so glad we did not have one. We didn't have none of that stuff. My family wanted to like throw stuff, like have like a party and stuff. And I looked at them and I said, nope. And they was like, but why? I was like, because I'm not paying money for people to come and talk shit about me. I'm good on that.
Right.
I have been in the reception piece.
Yeah.
And me and what Roderick have that? Been to like, this right here was one of the best weddings we had. The bride was the event planner. So she literally planned out everything. And so not like, and so it was one of those things where she, when you came in, she had like an orchestra playing, and they had like hors d'oeuvres they were toting around, and mm-hmm. it was like everything was
and the good hors d'oeuvres too.
Nothing cheap. She rolled out with like sushi,
like
caught up.
We got food, we weren't hungry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how good the doors were. You're like, what the fuck is this? Oh my God, is this a bacon wrapped scallop? Y'all just giving these out?
Oh, but now here comes the man again with this. So we was having a good time. And at the end, when the food came, it wasn't like hot, but
it wasn't as hot because they took too long for the photo shoot between like this and the reception. So we had cold or to room temperature filet mignon. It was disgusting and terrible. It was the worst thing to ever happen to anyone at our table.
I'm so sorry. Thank you for your delicious service.
Yeah. Me and Rodney, this is my impression. Karen, can you do the people that were complaining? And I'll be us.
Okay. Oh my gosh, is this room temperature? I don't know what's happening here. Can you believe this? Why did they take so long?
This is the are you gonna eat yours? Are you gonna eat yours?
Yeah. No, I don't even want.
Yeah, I'm making a class action garbage can. Are you gonna eat yours?
me and Roderick was literally going to town. We would eat ours and theirs, and everybody's at the table while they were fucking complaining.
I'm like, what is this? This is a filet mignon. They just giving these out?
Yeah, I was like, ooh. And I think it was like a 3 or 4 course meal after she had served hors d'oeuvre for hours.
They had palate cleanser. I've never had a fucking palate cleanser
in my life.
As a meal, like, oh, you eat this to make the other food taste better. What?
Is that soup? Is that the soup course?
That's the amuse bouche.
Yes.
I'm like, well, do I need something to cleanse this? This never ends.
Yeah.
And I mean, this has a flavor. It's very good. I want a bowl of it.
Yeah.
I want a bowl of palate cleanser. Can I get palate cleanser in a jar to go? Because this is very fucking good palate cleanser.
So good.
It was so good. And I don't know how much debt they had to go in because we were so entertained. People didn't even, they were so drunk before they got there.
Yeah, open bar. It was all open that bar. Shit.
So nobody even knew when they came. So they sat down drunk, complaining.
So fun. Anyway, I would never have done that for people.
No. Like I said, it's nothing personal. And I told Roger, if we ever renewed our vows, we would have you wear your favorite comic book character, cartoon t-shirt, blue jeans, and sneakers.
Is that mandatory? What if I don't have one? Can I wear my dress and call it I'm a female?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, what you want. I don't give a fuck.
You can wear your dress.
If you're invited, come naked. I don't give a fuck. Let's have fun. No pressure on anybody. You know?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to stress nobody out.
Kyle does want to have a wedding. She never had one. So I think I'm just not going to have those tables in the back where the riffraff stay and talk shit about you. I'm not having those. So I don't know. No smart back tables.
And also one everyone's
long
mic.
Jesus table.
One big circular table.
The Last Supper.
Everybody got to be in earshot. You'd be like, huh, what's that?
Yeah. Oh, the pretend it's our something car. Fuck you.
Yeah. Clean your fucking palate, bitch.
Your palate isn't cleansed. Fuck off.
I know. You didn't use it. I seen it.
Yeah.
I could see that. Oh. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, great question, by the way. Thank you. Thank you for asking that. The poll was, all right, I found it. Will Danny Vega ever have children of his own?
Which
alludes to something you guys said earlier. Yeah, I do think he's like, you have kids, everybody gets 33%. If I have 3 kids, I'll teach them both 2 languages. Next thing you know, by the time they're 5, they taught each other the languages, each knows 6 languages. They were cursed sometimes when they mean it, but never disrespectfully. Will Danny Vega ever have children of his own? 18% say yes.
I say yes. I say, first of all, if you're a sperm carrier, you might be having a kid because you do not know how to block those. I don't know. I'm sorry.
They don't know how to keep them to themselves.
I should have said yes. Fuck.
Yeah. So that's one. All right. There's so many like, oops, did I do that? So it could be that. But also, I think, you know, Keith is right. He sees a track as I will be a husband. I will be, you know, a father. I will have success in these ways. And I don't know. I feel like it's part of his track. So
I think his prudeness is going to ruin it. He dated Hannah.
Doesn't matter. You could still have kids.
He dated Hannah Boone for a second and like thought she was it didn't sound like she was when we talked to both of them about it, but thought she dressed too skimpy visiting the family, something like this. And it's like everything about him really comes off a little prudish. I think that's going to affect him.
But there's a female for that. There's a prudish female.
Yeah, but he's not really prudish, so he's not going to like the prudish female. That's the point. Like I said, siblings of mine that curse. That think they don't like cursing. They don't know themselves. It's weird.
You know what? It makes it. One of the options for the poll should have. The question for the poll should have been like, "Is Danny gonna be a bad parent?" Then it's like, "Oh, I can see him being like, if he's not a parent, then he could just be like a parent with some weird issues that he passes on to his kid." Right.
He'd be offended. But you know what? That his kid lied to him and be like, I think it's clear that all we have to do is be honest. I have crazy stories too. I won't tell you yet because you're not old enough. But if we're all just honest, everything would be fine. The kid goes,
secrets.
I fucked up. I'm six. I'll try not to lie. I was scared.
I agree with you. But at the same time, I think Danny's a good enough person, you know, like where it takes so much to genuinely fuck up your kids. Yes, of course, you're going to give them weird shit. Of course, it's going to happen. Like, yes, he's going to give them some weird shit. And it's going to be very special for his brand. And that'll be fun to watch. And then...
I look forward to interviewing his kids. Don't get me wrong. Yes.
But like in a way that we kind of all will. And we're passing down some kind of shit. And then hopefully when they're an adult, they go, hey, stop doing that version of it. And you're open-minded enough to go like, all right, I can see that. And then
how old is Daddy?
I want to say 35-ish.
I want to say 12. That's what I want to say.
But I'm guessing he could be 29. I don't really know.
He could be 40. He could be 80. I don't fucking know. He has that head, too. You're never going to know. Fucking Frankenstein.
Also, like, in this scenario with the kids, no kid has, like, any medical condition that requires more money.
No.
No kid has, like, no mental health issues.
They love
nothing.
Vegetables. You just raise them right. And they'll love
So, like, well, one, we don't have any money for you to go to math school because, you know, when your brother had to go to rehab three times, like, oh, fuck you, mom.
Right.
Master's is more important.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his other kid to rehab three times.
Yeah.
Fair is fair. Everybody goes.
Fair.
I don't have a drug problem. I'm sorry. I paid for rehab.
Somebody got to go.
I can't give any kid something the other ones didn't get.
Could you imagine? Like, rehab is so fucking expensive for kids because they keep failing, of course.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go, well, then, mom, I get a doctorate and an apartment. Because this fucking rehab all over America that you paid for Johnny. 82%, of course, are saying Danny Vega is never going to have children.
I'm in that.
I was in 82%, but now I feel like him to convince me that having a penis with sperm in it is a real loose cannon, you know.
It is.
Yeah. And it always hits its target.
It fucking sets off at nothing sometimes. You know, you gotta like
it doesn't take a whole lot to get it going.
It only takes one off night and Danny's got a kiss.
If your hand is on the trigger all the time, you're gonna shoot. I don't know. I was running out.
then he's gonna do a am I the asshole? Like, should I raise his kid? You know, am I an asshole? This woman wants to have a kid. I don't.
Oh well, good luck to him.
Yes, good luck to him. KATG.
Yes.
Episode 3574.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to prison with Jesse Croson. Crossing, yes.
So close.
I wish my teacher did that for me, by the way. I was like, as the answer 7, 32, yeah. So now on this next math problem.
New math.
Apparently so.
How was he an asshole?
Yeah, he was.
When he went to prison?
That I don't know. But I met him when he got out and he was pretty sweet.
Fun guess. Yeah.
He was. I mean, he's not a comic. I found him via his shorts. He really, I'm not exaggerating, and it's so worth checking out. He tells you an entire story in 1 minute. So he's like, you know, and he'll read frequently asked questions of people who have been in prison for that long. And it's prostitution in prison. Mm. And he will tell you an entire, the whole chain of what goes on, including that... Yeah, the police officer, you know, the one who is prostituting herself. All this shit in like 1 minute. So worth it. So interesting. I wasn't sure if he was going to have a good sense of humor, but I feel like if he has that much recovery and sanity in that system, then he can understand where the joke is, even if he doesn't want to fully participate in that way. And I think that's what we got from him, right?
Yeah,
I agree. Yep.
We did. And shout out to Governor Moonwalk.
Yes, Governor Blackface.
Oh, okay, that's the other one. Governor Blackface.
No. Okay. Governor Moonwalk is Governor Blackface.
Okay.
Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia, who did blackface a long time ago, got called out about it, did not resign, but then legislated Virginia into like the most liberal state outside of California.
Yes, he did.
Out of guilt. And
is that what is it?
Yes.
Really?
And at his press conference, when he was confessing to the blackface and apologizing, he almost moonwalked.
So I called him Governor Moonwalk.
His wife had to stop him because he said, I wasn't doing blackface to mock black people. I was doing it. It was a Halloween. It was my Michael Jackson
costume. Blackface for Michael Jackson?
Right. That's a free one.
He did. Yeah. He must have been early Michael Jackson.
Okay. And,
he was like, you know, I can even moonwalk. You know, like he was so earnestly trying to prove. And his wife had to be like, no, motherfucker, what are you doing?
No, I put the putty on my nose. Hold on. You'll see.
His wife stopped it.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we call him Governor Blackface and Governor Moonwalk because he moonwalked them to Utopia.
Yes, he did.
He
was freeing all the prisoners. He let them vote again.
Yes.
He legalized weed.
Mm-hmm.
He gave everybody the day off to vote.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Wow.
And then they voted for a Republican the next time.
Yes, they did.
No.
I know, right? Virginia.
Huh.
But
it's for lovers.
Shout out to him freeing my man, though.
Yes, and I didn't know that they didn't have parole. No parole. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, do you know over here in New York, there's bus ads and things like that, like everywhere, just posters everywhere that says that there's a new law here. For every 30 days of your parole that you do good, you get 30 days taken off. So they just must have like pushed that through pretty recently. It's in very specific neighborhoods.
Yes.
I'd imagine. I gotta say, though, I was shocked at this episode. Shocked, I tell you. Keith was on this guy's side. And we know Keith is Mr. One Strike. You're dead. You're out of here. You're fucked up. Get out of my face.
Shoot him.
This man was so convincing that even Keith was like, you know what? Maybe people are too hard on the criminals. Maybe being more punitive doesn't really work.
What is everything is case by case, but you still have to have rules that people understand. Mm-hmm. So if you do believe you live in a world one strike and you're dead, that's enough for me. I think you'd behave a little bit. That's enough for me right there.
Three strikes and you're dead, it's good enough for you. I mean, look around.
Mine's a theory. Look around. Yeah. I guess it's going great. Mine's a theory. Evolution is still a theory.
We would have never got Keith and the girl because of some checks. You know what I mean? I need you around, Keith.
Let me tell you something. I just paid $6 million for a driver's permit. I wouldn't mind being floating in heaven right now.
I think bad checks send you to hell, but okay. That'd be fucked up. You the one person in there for bad checks or whatever.
Yeah.
It's me, and Hitler. I'm talking to Jeffrey Dahmer over here.
When he was talking about drugs, shooting water in your veins, wouldn't you be scared of an air bubble?
Yeah,
I don't understand. He called it a drought, which is really interesting.
Right.
So when there's a drought coming in, meaning no drugs, people can't find it. They'll just find any way because they're just hard up.
And nutmeg, some shit I use for like desserts and just.
That's the thing. Everybody's judging these drugs. Karen uses nutmeg
all the time.
Let me guess. For nutmeg? Hey guys, apple cider, anybody? Like, just eat the nutmeg, Karen. We got to go to bed.
Like, you're making muffins and you put some nutmeg in there, some fentanyl. Like, why are we judging people? I don't know. It doesn't sound like prison's good for addicts. I'm just saying.
But can I say,
we recorded this episode literally a year after he got out. So the day before was his anniversary.
Wow.
how does he have so much of a presence and influence? He was already on phone calls all day with grants and stuff. And TikTok is blowing up. YouTube. How do you even know what this is? There are some 40 something years old who are going like, what's my Facebook password again? Like, how did you navigate before he when he was going into prison? It was before we were podcasting. It was before YouTube. It was before TikTok, Twitter, like all of these platforms. He said there was no internet, but it seemed like he had some Facebook access that in some of it, right? Because he said Facebook messages were blown up, or maybe his family did that. We couldn't get into it. I feel like we could have talked to him for hours.
He was a wealth of knowledge, and I really appreciate you guys kind of digging, because basically you talked about why, and I'm glad he was an open book, because sometimes you have people come and then you start asking questions and they shut down. But he was like, no, I'm an open book. I you know, I'm going to talk about reform and the things that go along with that, because it actually, for some people, it gives a face to it, because a lot of people think just go to jail and they just out of sight, out of mind. But they are actually people. And one thing, and me and Roger covered this on the show during the pandemic, prisoners, they can't social distance.
Right.
So, you know, when people was like, hey, this population should be the first, some of the first people to get the shots, you know, versus the general population, because they can't stay at home and stay in their apartment and things like that.
And also think, okay, let's say you still think prisoners are animals. Think of the people who have to work with them. They also need, like, so you can't just give it to the, that's why they weren't showing up. The guards weren't showing up, he was saying. It was, so what are you doing? It's such an afterthought. And then you expect people to put all the thought in while they're in there. Like, you're an afterthought. Your health is an afterthought. Your mental health is an afterthought. Food is an afterthought. You know, rape is an afterthought in there. But then when you come out, make sure you're a better person.
Right. When you don't invest in them to get them to the point where they could be productive to society.
He would have still been in there if not for Governor Muwa. Like, that's what's even crazy. Like, he would not have been out if just one governor didn't get caught doing blackface and decide to make up for it with the rest of his term. That's fucking insane that, like, that's how our prison system can work, where it's like, oh, fuck, I did blackface. Oh, shit. You know what? Let that guy out of jail. He didn't do anything. I mean, what? No one even died. Let him go.
Somebody sees blackface and like, oh, so disgusting. And now I say, wait for it.
Yeah. That is what we say,
because,
by the way.
Because he's like, people should be forgiven, right? Blackface, shooting people in the face, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let's just be nice to other people. Like, you should be nice to me if I made a mistake, perhaps.
Yes. We all have growth as a person, right? Right. So I could see
if we're out of jail, we've grown as a person, right? Raise your hand if you're out of jail. I'm not in jail.
Consider myself paroled. All right, thank you. The system works.
Also, his interview made me be even more forgiving of Anne Heche, because if cocaine and driving can land you down that path of shooting people, I mean, we're lucky all she did was burn herself up and driving to several houses. Yeah. Like, it could have been way worse.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And it went fast for him. I guess, like, it went fast for him to. Like, as soon as you start coke, now you're like holed up in a house and have guns and you're shooting at people. Like, that was so fast. I guess that's how fast he did his TikTok shit. And he's like, I'm out. Let's
I don't want to bore anybody. Here we go.
I'm still on cocaine speed. I'm just not on cocaine. Come on.
I'm squeaking in a hurry. Let's get
not everything away. About cocaine was bad. I got a good work ethic from that cocaine.
Isn't it funny that people who did cocaine a lot, even if they quit, happen to talk fast or have a manic personality? He thought after the show that, like, maybe he was too tired and he wasn't good. I'm like, no, you were just fine. I mean, again, he reminds me of Gus McGovern, for those that know this story from the Great American Novel. Really, the way he looks and the way he talks. And it's that guy was a cokehead. It's just funny. Is it ADD? Is it they're manic people anyway? The drug doesn't outdo the other thing. It's like he was born on cocaine. Then there was
I have
cocaine.
A theory that you take the drug that makes you feel like you. So the cocaine makes him feel like the speed he's supposed to be. The speed if he's comfortable and good in. So it's not that like slowing down is what would be good. He is that energy, you know, like if you notice, like cocaine people are that energy. They are boastful and egotistical and, you know, all of that stuff sort of like without it. And pot, Xerxes jokes around. He's like, I knew you were a pothead when I met you. I had to have one or two conversations with you. I'm like, no, I was not even like smoking on a regular. He's like, and then he predicted everything that happened to me because my energy matched the drug. So
but your energy,
maybe Adderall, it could be that Adderall is more is good for his system, and that speeds you up a little. It might speed you up to where you need to be, but cocaine is not measured and, you know, monitored, so you're just doing it.
But what's your energy? Your energy isn't in the couch.
No, you're right. I do have both. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe MW that's sugar.
Sending us emails. She be sending us emails in July, like, all right, so here's what October is.
Right. We got a letter from Pothead.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay. Oh, good. Because I'm hoping that I'm not like, I send ahead of time because
I like it.
You're relying on our schedule and you agree to it. And I don't want to waste your time. If we're going to switch it, I want to give you a heads up. Like, I want to respect your time. So, yeah.
No, we dig it. It's just it's not giving pothead energy, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
It's very organized. It's, no.
Yeah. It's giving type A.
I think there are different kinds of potheads. And I think the potheads that you're considering were the only potheads that were shown on TV and the only potheads that claimed themselves when it was illegal, because then they could be 100% into that and it's a character and it's a thing.
Right.
But there were lawyers smoking it and there were, you know, doctors. Everyone's getting delivery of this illegal substance that was.
Where are the laid back cokeheads? That's the generation that's underrepresented. We're not seeing them on TV.
There should be a website. What drug are you?
I take like a test. It's like what House of Harry Potter, but yeah. It's just drugs.
Am I Miranda or am I cocaine?
Yeah.
There are a lot of potheads. Like I like smoking before a workout. There's like a different you bring. Yeah, but maybe my theory isn't good. Okay.
All right, I want to see the laid back crackheads. That's all I'm saying.
Do they even exist?
They're pretty laid out.
They're like Bob Dylan. I love crack. You're like,
but who is there's Keith Richards. Keith Richards is still alive and still admit. I think he's clean and sober now, but he lasted a very long time on very heavy drugs. I believe it's cocaine. And when he was asked about it, he said, when you're this rich, you don't get regular cocaine. You get it shipped directly from Colombia. There's no cutting it. And you can live on that, like, because it's not like garbage salad that the rest of you have. It's a little more maintainable. It's a little more like, you know, it's. Like, we can live on drugs. Tylenol is a drug. Cocaine is a drug. So he has a little bit more help in that department, which might be what happens if you legalize shit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
We'll all turn into Keith Richards.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
I can use the music. It'd be tough to, you know, walk around. That's a mug like no other. But
I worked for a manager that was a functional crackhead when I was at McDonald's, and she was cool. Like, I was like, I guess not all crackheads are still in TVs or whatever.
I guess not.
Some of them let me go home early and come in late.
Yeah,
she's the best.
I mean,
work long hours.
I see why she works 16 hours a day, but other than that, there really didn't seem to be any side effects.
Yeah, I guess maybe people are talking to me like that. I know she smokes when she wakes up. I know she smokes. She's smoking now during the show. She still sends me those emails that prep me for the next 3 months. I don't know. Yeah. But that is a pothead as well.
Yeah, Keith Richards did everything. I'm seeing heroin. Yeah, there's nothing he doesn't do. I every time I saw him live, he's like, hey, you know, on TV or whatever. Hey, happy to be here. But, you know, me, happy to be anywhere. I'm half dead. Tumbling dice, you know.
Keith, what was the poll?
There wasn't one. I was in the mood. Man. And here it is. The poll was, have you been sent to jail/prison? 8% say yes. Interesting.
I am a scaredy cat. Dare scared me. And I fell for all the propaganda. All the propaganda was like, they're going to come. You've been walking down the hallway. They're going to shove it in your face. And then the police going to come around the corner and arrest you. Right. And I think for me, I just panicked. So I'm like, I'm not trying to break no laws. Like, whatever y'all say, like, that's what I'm going to do. Type of thing in my mind. Right. Like, I'm just a really
no one like that has ever ended up in jail. So that's
right. Like, I didn't, you know, I got arrested for not having insurance on my car while not having a car. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, they just like cuffing people sometimes.
True. And that's my fear that I'm like, I didn't break the law. I'm like, we don't care. Come on with us.
This is such a, I don't even know, it's a deep cut, but there's a different reference. But at the beginning of that Stevie Wonder song about living just enough for the city, there's like a 1 minute interlude of like mm-hmm. some hey, guy just got off the bus. Right quick. Yeah, and they're like, hold this. And the guy's like, he gets caught holding drugs and arrested by the police.
Hold on, before it's like you hear the bus pull in, it's like, New York City.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm here. What is this big and this is like almost verbatim. What does this city have to offer? Hey man, can you hold this for me right quick? Just take it across the street right quick. Okay, man. Hey, I don't, all right. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, yes. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Get on the ground, boy.
Just enough.
A boy is born in Hawtown, Mississippi. I'm like, in my mind as a kid, I'm like, that's how people go to jail, dude. You just get off the bus in New York and you were in prison.
Right. Like, I ain't never going to New York City.
I'm never going nowhere.
And I was born there. I was like, I'm never going.
I'm just going to stay inside and read books.
I was scared of New York. I'm not even going to lie. I was like, I don't want to go there. It sounds terrible.
I'm just, hand me my G.I. Joes.
I'm looking at the Reddit right now, the poll from there before I read mm-hmm. it from the forums. It's like over 30% went to jail. These Reddit people know how to have fun. I'm noticing that. Wow. Have you noticed that? Yeah.
Speaking of, we still didn't talk about my Atlantic City trip on the main show, but I posted some pictures on the Reddit thread. So if you're there, take a look.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Right, literally. Now. That's just a little hint.
Oh, no. Go. Wait. Now maybe I'll check it out later.
Just the picture. The picture of the stairwell, if you don't want to. If you're eating, do not zoom in. That's all. Oh, I made it. No. I have a zoomed in picture, but I thought I'd spare everybody.
Thank you.
Oh, no. The next episode is last week with Rod and Karen.
Oh, so good.
It was perfect.
They are so good.
Yes. I'm sorry. The best.
Love I mean, them.
5 stars.
Every show, perfect length, perfect amount of jokes.
Yep.
I learn a lesson. I cry a little.
Did you use their sponsor code?
I use the sponsor code all the time.
All right. I learned.
Roger, you know, going.
Yes, they only get one hit, and it's you every week. You're the only thing keeping them in business.
Meanwhile, you're using the code that gets it free because it's your sponsor. Yeah.
So. It's my sponsor. They send me stuff free.
Yeah.
I get garbage just delivered every Thursday. They call it shoes. I don't even know what I'm ordering.
The last episode of the week was Chune.
Yes.
Which he also posted reference pictures from that episode on Reddit.
Oh,
and I love it. His actual title on Reddit was pictures referenced from this episode. And somebody's comment was, what are these pictures about?
I ignored all the words.
But I'm going to give them the opportunity to just live their life.
I saw online... There was something Gilbert Gottfried was in, and then somebody posted, this must have happened before he died. But you could tell they're not being funny. Like, I got a feeling this happened before he died, because otherwise, how could it have happened? Common sense. Anyway, tomorrow I vote. You know what I mean? What the fuck?
Well, at least they didn't trick you.
Yeah. I want to hit reply. How could you be sure?
Right.
Yeah.
How can you tell?
I'm not Nathan Fielder. I'm telling the truth.
This is not a rehearsal.
I listened to Q&A and mm-hmm. Of course I love it. Newsy bringing up old listener letters and Keith getting re-mad about it.
The best shit ever.
It's like,
I remember why I was mad.
Fuck this Holocaust guy.
Oh, Keith thinks that, I love this, Keith and Hanba. They really latched onto the idea that 6 million Jews died. Here's a race you probably haven't heard of, only if you're woke. There is actually more than idiots, and I'm not gonna Google it. I'm just gonna email them now. Fucking pieces of shit. I'm so,
it's so
sure.
Cute how Americans are stupid, and yeah. This is my favorite part about the show is you're stupid.
More than 6 million, you know, gypsies, Romas died. Okay, yeah. There weren't that many in the first place. Okay, all right.
Okay, anyway, where's the next episode, you fucking morons? Yeah,
yeah. Why is there never a follow-up?
Right.
You know how much it would make my day if, like, 6 years later to the day the person was like,
I don't know where I heard that. Man. Sorry, yeah.
I did some research. Boy, is there egg on my face.
Was even a million of these Romas in the first place. Okay.
Apparently, 6 million Jews is more than, it's a lot. Right. It's more than the Romas, y'all.
A lot more. And in this episode, too, there was no opening song because Newsy said he had no spice in his life. Mm. But he did have sexual relations.
Kind of.
Well, he doesn't count it as sexual relations. Yeah. It's just a little blowjob between friends.
Kind okay.
Of. I did not have sexual relations with that guy.
That's what I thought. The whole time.
But then he put the picture up, I assume from the restaurant of the place where he blew the guy. And that food looks so good.
Mm. Oh, that's where that was going.
That's really, where the Yelp goes.
It's amazing. I don't know. It sounded like the food is better than the blowjob, but I'm not here to judge that because I can't. But that food.
And then there was his friend that came and gave him a good review, but the restaurant a bad review because the food was so fucked up. And I do like the idea of sending the picture from the kitchen to like tell like, hey, it's going to be a while. It's fucked up. Like, don't get, like, whatever level of mad you're at now, just stay there. Don't go up higher because you don't know when the food is coming. It's going to be a while.
True. But you know what I think would help in those scenarios? Give a plate of fries to the center of the table.
Right.
And yes, it's not enough food. But you know, as soon as you have like,
some
I don't know, 5, 10 French fries, you take it down a notch because you're not as angry. Yeah. Just give the table
Well,
fries.
I mean, it'd be nice if you had that kind of manager, but I know. Right. I've worked in these restaurants. I know the kind of manager. Yeah. It's like, oh, Ron, I got your back. Don't worry. I'm going to talk to him and tell him that it's just the kitchen's fault. I know. Just stay right here. Guys, Rod is a fucking idiot. It's his fault. He fucked you guys. He really fucked you bad. I wish I could do something for you, but it's really, it's all in his hands now.
And y'all know what? And then it's almost like the opposite where they throw the server underneath the bus, but it was like over service because we had went to like this fancy place and Roger had ordered a steak or something. I was like, I told the dude, I was like, I don't think this is the right type of steak. But
this wasn't a fancy place, but go ahead. It was like Outback. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, this was over in the South Park.
I want to say it was Outback where I got the wrong kind of steak.
All right.
You know what, guys? Let's go with Karen's memory. I don't feel like losing the fight.
I don't remember being Outback. But
what was their onions like? What was the steakhouse's onions like?
No, that's enough, Keith. We got it.
Were they fried like a flower or you can't just buy a whole onion like that at this place?
No, there was no blooming onion. I do remember that.
Okay.
You always remember the disappointment of no blooming onion. So
right,
Karen's side.
So that was no blooming onion because I remember we was supposed to go somewhere and the event got canceled. So we was dressed up and I remember us going to someplace out.
Sorry, Rod. Were you guys dressed up?
I don't recall.
Would you rather talk about an air fryer?
I like to plead the fifth.
Okay, I'm gonna go find this restaurant.
No, it's just go. It's
don't let Keith do that.
To the
you
story.
Guys, you guys know how to talk to each other. Fucking Keith, going. Don't you want to fight? Wouldn't it be fun if you fought over nothing?
This is so not the point of the story, and I regret even bringing up that I thought it was Outback. It was probably, they mess up steaks all over the place, Darren.
No problem. Steaks everywhere. None of the names are coming to his mind, but they're everywhere. You know that.
Or hers, but yeah.
Because
we only ate that one time. But anyway, let me get on topic. I'm so sorry, Bianca. I'm dragging the story on, and I'm not moving briskly along.
Nowhere else we've only eaten one time.
Oh, no. Rod.
A place with free breadsticks.
That's good.
But did they say like, "Hey, welcome when you're here, your family"?
unlimited breadsticks.
They said, hello, mate.
And you remember a lot of salad.
This is an interesting location.
Were there a lot of Foster's sign at this fine steakhouse?
Oh, yeah. They just called it beer there, right. But whatever.
I know. Oh, see, I went to a different restaurant, but okay. We're here.
We sat down and we was eating, and they end up bringing Roderick the wrong steak. And so Roderick normally, if something's wrong, he's like, fuck it, I'll eat it. And which I understand. I completely understand. But for me, sometimes I live up to my name. So I told the man, I was like, I was really nice about it. I was like, excuse me, sir. I was like, he didn't order this. I was like, but you charged him for a different steak, which was higher.
Right.
And he was like, I told him, I said, that's fine. I said, just change the price. Like, that's all I did. We didn't actually take it back or anything. You'd have thought it was World War III. Because seconds later, the manager came, apologized, and was like, we give you free dessert. Would you like this? Would you like that? And we had to tell the manager to calm down. Because
they comped my steak.
Yes, they comped the whole steak.
They're like, yeah, sorry. I was like, it's like a $3 difference in steak. You don't even have to make a whole nother steak. This is delicious. Just
right. I was like,
take it down $3. He's like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. You will not pay for a thing, my friend. I can never eat here again out of embarrassment.
Yeah, take
I it. Also feel like that, you know, a table of 10, they end up comping a drink because that's the easiest and cheapest way for them to maneuver. But then you're still hungry and you're drinking.
Yeah.
Throw some bread at least. Something. One butter or something.
I love your idea of a plate of fries. It's just like,
it's coming out. It's
just
coming
salad
out
and beef, a bunch of shit in a bowl, put it in the middle. Yeah. Like, we're doing
shake
this.
It up.
We'll be in this fast
throw it on the
can.
Table like you're feeding horses.
Give them chopsticks so it takes them a minute.
That sounds like that's what they should do. But like I said, particularly when you got a big group or you got small children, like a lot of times the parents be like, look, just bring their food out. Everybody else can wait, but I don't want to deal with screaming kids because it took 30 minutes for our meal. Because I understand that it is a lot of us. Oh, something else I wanted to say.
Yes.
Newsy does not have a good concept of how construction sites work.
He thinks he'll be the guy with the flag on day one. He's not going to be in the hot sun on blacktop. People are barring his hat.
And cowboy boots. I was like, you know they have to be steel-toed, right? You're on a construction site. He wanted a hard hat with Bluetooth. I'm like, him, how are you going to hear anything? Somebody said, duck. Move, you're gonna get hit, ran over.
That's because he's been watching too many construction pornos and he's like, what part I want to play here.
Yeah,
I'm in construction now, so I got one of those poppers for the back of my phone so I can easily hold it with one hand, with two fingers, and then do my drilling with the other.
You've got to be busy doing construction shit.
It is funny that that's one of the people from YMCA when they did all the
It is.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pride, everybody. Happy Pride is 365.
Of course, sure.
We just had Pride here in Charlotte this weekend.
Yeah, Pride Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, they were apparently giving out like monkeypox, like vaccine stuff at the Pride Parade.
Oh my God,
parade.
That was a weird pause.
That was a pause.
That was a weird pause.
Okay. Which is, oh yeah. Yeah,
I was like,
they were giving out monkeypox vaccines?
I was like, they were giving out monkeypox? Nobody told me this.
But some people were like, I guess online, upset about it. But then like, that is the community that's the most in danger. Why would you?
Right.
It seemed like it'd be more fucked up to be like, we don't want to look bad by helping out this community, so we're not gonna do it. You know.
You know what I think? It's the fear of exclusively only treating that community with monkeypox as if they're so insulated and they're the only ones. So the fear of it is there. However, get a shot.
Yeah,
and we don't fuck a guy. Then get your shot.
For the people, what the fuck? That's the other thing. I don't even see other people, like, no one outside a group seems to really be like, man, I gotta get some of that vaccine. You know what I mean? like it seemed like this is gonna be another one of those politicized things. I'm scared that it's gonna be like bad as on the other way, where like getting the vaccine makes you some type of
it'll make
bad
you gay.
Person.
It's gonna make you some kind of queer now, if that's how people are getting it, right?
Apparently so. And
but that's the thing, is the people who are on the down low, the people who are married to not a same sex couple or whatever it is, who if they go, especially in their town, to go get a monkeypox vaccine, number one, like, your town knows, fine, you're going to go a next town over or two towns over or whatever. Now you're admitting to yourself that you're gay, which has not happened, you know, and the association is there, but you're like, oh, I'm not gay. I just like Newsy, you know. I know Newsy just got really excited about that concept.
I have a wife. I have three kids that I'm denying.
That's just my social worker.
What if you two of your kids get through college, they get their master's, but then the third kid, Newsy, you start dating him. All right. Now you don't got as much money to send the other kid to master school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That kid gets to live with Newsy for 8-10 years.
But it's perfect because they're out of high school. And, yes, you know, after that, kids don't exist. So
it was someone who posted, I think it was on Reddit. They were like, Keith and Khamda believe that, like, at 18, you just kick out your kids. And I'm like, way to listen. Okay, sure. I would never. Of course not. You're not ready. Absolutely not. I understand. I also understand you can come back. I also understand there's after college time where you need a cushion. Absolutely. But just know, I don't have to do any of this.
That's the thing. You're not obligated to.
We have to get along now. So I have to try to get along with you so you keep calling me. And you have to get along with me so I keep paying your shit. So we each want something. Right. Let's get along. Let's be adult friends now.
Right.
Which the best point. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Which is the difference. Like, you guys bought something up that a lot of people don't talk about, which I completely agree with, which is one reason why my black ass is ready to go. Once you get to a certain age with adults and the person is covering the expenses, they have the right to tell you what to do because in their mind, it's still a child parent relationship.
Of course it is.
They're right.
You know, and so my thing is, you don't want my opinion. You don't want me to tell you what to do, but yet you want me to pay for shit. Mm-hmm. It don't work like that.
You don't have to be, you know, in control of what your kid's doing. You can't, like, you know, if your kid wants to go to college for one reason, and that's not the reason you want to pay. Like, yeah, you want to be an artist, I'm not paying for your college. That's bullshit manipulation. But
my dad talked to us like he was paying for our college. Like he was paying for my apartment. Like he was giving me a stipend.
Keith always gets the worst of both worlds.
Right. Right.
Oh, that. You know, I thought about this after the show. My parents, when I was like 23, for some reason, at that time, the insurance for my car went to their house and they just started paying for it. I'm not remembering this right, but they were paying for it. My dad got mad at me one day. He calls me up at work and he goes, not paying for your insurance anymore. And I go, okay, thank you for paying for it as much as you did. You really didn't have to. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, and he's waiting for a fight. Right. And I'm like, no, there's no reason for you to pay for this. I was, you know, like, really grateful that it was happening and it was helping me out, but I'm not about to get into a fight with you. Absolutely, you shouldn't pay it. And that's what I did. And he was so disappointed and hung up almost immediately. And I was like,
right,
okay, but that's fair. You get to cut me off. I shouldn't even be on your teat anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And I think for me, I've always wanted to be independent because I love my mama, but she was one of those people who, you know, as long as I'm paying for it, you're going to abide by my rules. So the second I started getting cash, like under the table, like doing little odd jobs, I started paying for my own deodorant. Like I started paying for everything. I started paying for my shoes. I started covering all my own expenses.
And that's unfortunate.
Because I was like, I don't want you to like you don't understand. You dictating for me is a problem. And, you know, it's just my personality, you know, type of thing.
Adult. So, yes.
And so for me, I was like, this is not going to work out. And when I graduated from school about 6 months after that, I moved out. And I think that she didn't understand that the only thing that you had over me was rent. Well, I go pay rent. Like, don't think rent is going to keep me that tie. And I think some parents, like you say, they don't want to let go. Like they don't understand this. One day you will have to learn how to be an adult after your children. Like they're not going to be there with you forever. And I think that holding on is that continually to pump and pay, which is fine. You can do that, but just know you're not obligated to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like in my opinion,
Danny.
I don't know if it's
Danny, what the fuck?
If it's a mother,
Karen's not agreeing with you, and I don't think it's just her this time.
I don't think it's just a mother daughter thing. I think a lot of parents are like that, you know, and just also just depend on your kid, you know, like some kids are. I'm gonna just be here as long as I can. y'all gonna have to fucking force me out of this bitch.
Some children are.
And some kids are like, I gotta get out of here. Baby needs to fly. I don't need y'all overlooking all my decisions. So mm-hmm. It just depends on the kid.
That's true. And I think for me that makes a world for the difference. And I think Dan is bringing up flashbacks. I was getting mad. I was like, no.
I think also like I was kind of the opposite kid where my parents had things and could help me out, and I had the complex of like, no, I want to do it myself. You know, like if I ever had to like, I probably wasted so much time, exhausted so many resources mm-hmm. being like, I ain't borrowing no fucking money from my parents. I'll just walk to work or whatever. Yes. And then it would get bad enough. I was like, okay, dad, can I do? And they were happy to help. There was never an issue. Yes. They would be like, yeah, just pay me back when you can. And I would always pay them back like 2 or 3 times faster. Then whatever, like they'd be like, oh, you pay me back over the next 2 years. I'd be like, nope, fuck mm-mm. that shit. I just won't eat out. I won't do anything.
And they took your money?
Yeah.
And every absolutely. Time he goes, I don't know you shit.
Yeah. Now we're done.
that's the end. And the thing is, Roderick's parents are the absolute best. Because I'm not even their child. And
that's good.
I remember. Right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank God. That would be weird.
It would be weird. But then, you know, you calling me your
I know,
sister,
it messed up the role play. You know? That's why it would be weird.
You know, it might get too real for you. But anyway, I remember I was having car problems or something like that. And I don't know if your dad overheard me talking about it or something like that. And he gave me the money for it. And same thing. I think I ended up just paying him back because I was like, okay, I'll just pay you back.
Yeah. See, you know? Now, if I was a parent, I would have liked for you guys to keep at least a couple of those things because it's not that black and white. And I do want to provide you a cushion, even though you're an adult. I see that you are responsible human beings and you got this. But every once in a while, like, have a treat. Let me make a dessert. Let me take you out to eat. Let me go. Like, I know that there is a dynamic here where there's still a parent and a child. But, you know, just.
I think at least a couple of times they were like, don't worry about the last couple of payments or something. It's just been that long. But I know there was at least a couple of times where they were like, all right, it's close enough. Like, you really gonna pay me all this money back?
Right,
huh?
Right.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, because like, I'm not my brother. I'm gonna pay.
Like, that's a part of being an adult. So in my mind, I was like, you know, just like if I took out a loan, I wouldn't half-ass on a loan.
Yeah, but you don't have a choice, too. Man.
But me and my brothers, like that. Maybe that's why I mentioned, like, can you stay with your brothers? Me and my brothers, anytime one of us asked another one for something, money or time or whatever. It's like, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. And, you know, we give back and everything's even and whatever. But I don't care if it's not. I don't care if it's not. If I am making 10 times more than my brother, then I am paying for my brother's shit here and again. Mm-hmm. Just because I money is numbers. And if I have more numbers, then that's what's happening right now. It doesn't matter.
Plus, it's that thing that I know it's a cliche, but if I don't have it to give, then I wouldn't even let you borrow it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it has to be a number where I'm like, and if this somehow doesn't come back, we're still brothers. Like I'm not about to give you my mortgage and then be like, this motherfucker, I ain't got a house because of you. Like, all right, I'm not gonna get mad when I see you with the new Jordans, man. Just it's cool.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And also I think with me being an only child, I think for me, that's maybe in one part too, I was very independent because I was like, oh, it's nobody but me. Like, I didn't have that brother sister type of connection type of thing. That
oh no, that's not it. Don't with my brother. I knew I was a mom, so
you know
it was like, oh yeah, I'll just borrow it from him. No. I'll see if I can get $1,000 from right. Like, it's just depending. You're just an independent person.
I really am, I've always been like that. If that's it. Anybody have anything else to add? If not, the
post office, go postal. Go tell them last week sent you Go postal. You run up and off. You just take off your mask and yell real loud. I'm going postal. Everybody that listens to this will know what you mean.
Don't do that. I don't condone that. You might actually go to jail. Wow. The percentage of people that said no to the postal.
Someone didn't have any siblings growing up.
I guess not. Please, my advisement is that you don't do that. I thank you all for coming, and the doors of the podcast I have officially closed. I'm gonna wrap this up.
Can I quickly say that yes. this Friday we're going live on YouTube. I'm gonna open my mom's box that she sent me.
So
please be subscribed. I want to like real time get your info on it. You know, like, do you want me to open this bag and show you what the thing inside, whatever it is? So that's Friday. So make sure you're subscribed. Then on September 17th, it is the last private production meeting that will be public. So that's the last production meeting. And September 24th is the silent trailers, the next live show.
Yeah.
Day after my birthday. Let's go.
That's right.
So Keith can't sneak in as the pet manager no more.
Sounds we'll like see. This is my last chance. We'll see.
Let's see what his last character is.
I'm surprised no one on Silent Trailers ever, well, they don't know. They must not have the last week on Keith and the Girl. Because if I was them, I'd use that as my excuse when I lost. Oh, Keith snuck in the production meeting. He probably got all the answers. This some bullshit. This was a setup. Right.
We know what's really happening here. The truth be told, Keith is just as confused as everybody else in the room. They just don't know it. Right. He just has a straight face. Like, nobody knows what the hell she's talking about. Yeah. But Keith is just good at just taking hits.
I picture being tortured, and they're like, I can't tell if he likes it.
Yes. What is it?
Lickety split.
What was it? Coffee buddy in my coffee. I was like, the fuck is that?
Bulletproof, Karen. That's what it. See, you didn't even know what the clue was.
I didn't. I was confused.
We could reuse them. Nobody will remember.
No, nobody, not even Keith. Nobody would remember.
That should be part of it. Reuse all the same categories, but now the clues mean something different.
We did that with Legalize It. We brought that one back. And if I could bring anything back, if I could bring back Saving It for Later, anything that pissed people off, I would love to
bring.
What
was that also, one anyway? What was Saving It for Later?
The beard. I'm saving that for later. Okay. So characters.
Right. Being in the chat characters when everyone, beards. Being in the chat where everyone's guessing the categories is so fun because no one knows what they're doing. Butter in my coffee. I swear I had the chat room convinced for a good like 5 guesses that it meant films with black people and Asian people in the same movie.
How did you get butter for that?
I think you said Rush Hour for the first one. I forget what the first one was. Everybody was just like, oh, yeah, the next film is going to be Rush Hour. It's going to be Last Dragon or something. It was like, oh, no, that's not the clue.
I'll tell you this. Xerxes looks very, very innocent, but he picks those movies very specifically. So he knows what coffee with butter will throw you off if he picks this movie first. So he'll do it. So he's like extra with his shit, you know? He's got it all on a spreadsheet, but that means he can, and he'll, you know, give Joe Firestone the one where she's going to be like, I know it, but I don't know it, because he can like tell.
That's my man, Sir Diggity Dog.
The chat is going in. It was like, we're both going to get booted off. Right. You know, he control everything. He's in the room next to him.
We're muted all of a sudden.
I know, right? I'm like, what happened?
Time's up.
I know, the show just ended. Karen didn't even close out. Thank you, everybody, for listening and stopping by and kicking it with us. Thank you, Keith and Hemda. KeithandTheGirl.com.
What were the sides at the steakhouse?
I don't want to say.
I don't remember.
They were, there's just a lot going on down under, if you know what I'm saying.